Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He is coming back. Jesus is coming back. And the Holy Spirit is helping all that will hear Him prepare. He's helping all that will listen prepare for the return of the King. And He wants His people to benefit from the power of the rapture. And He wants His people to know Him and be useful and help as many people out there come into the kingdom of God. When the Lord first told me in November 2017, that His return is imminent and that to tell His people to be ready that they be not left, it really alerted me to some things. Because I knew the condition of the church, and I know that there are glories that haven't happened yet, I said, I didn't want the Lord to return, but I don't tell the Lord when to return. I didn't even pray that He'd wait. But when I prayed in the Holy Spirit, I didn't know what to do. And I knew I had time to warn God's people, so I began to tell people. And that was language I hadn't heard put that way in quite a while, since the 80s, really. But it was fervent. It was true. It was God. And people can drift into things that they believe more than what God is saying, but I was faithful to minister these things on the radio, Sunday school, website, everything, every avenue I had, I began to minister those things. Because the church needs to be woke up sometime and alerted to things that are true. And the goal, my heart's cry was for the people that didn't know what was coming. And it's the same today. But I knew that before He returned, I wanted to see people take sides. And I always felt like He was going to come back when people take sides. But I knew that I didn't know everything. And so I said, maybe the way I think is there's more to it. If God's coming back, if His return is imminent, He sees something I don't, so I trust Him. But He's raised up prophets to help people take sides, especially His side. He don't want lukewarm. He never did. And many prophets have said things. Jonathan Cahn was the most amazing to me because he showed people the paradigms of what was happening, the warnings. In 9/11, he gave us a good warning. He wrote the Harbinger after 9/11. Then the Shemitah, which is just off the charts wisdom and perfection in understanding the things of God. And he showed how all the world wars started on the Shemitah. the 9/11 itself. And the crash of the stock market. And in 2015 was the other Shemitah. And guess what happened that day? I'll never forget it. That was the day that Russia joined. They took sides in the Syrian war. Now, I thank God that He has not returned yet. But from that time, His return is imminent. But when people get saved and start being faithful, then they change the situation. They change the facts on the ground. So we've been blessed with a reprieve. We've been blessed with a reset. We've been blessed in many ways. And but if the time was imminent then, it's imminent now. It's really imminent now. Because we see politically people have taken sides. People are voting on things like abortion and the right to be gay and foolishness like that. These things leaven people. And sin is not something that a person can control. It's hijacking your life. You have no, the more you fall into any form of sin, it can be greed, it can be lust, it can be the pride of life. These things leaven you. Adultery, fornication, witchcraft, they take your place. They take your power away. They take your ability to judge away. And you're driven to darkness. And you can't help it. It gets worse. You know, it starts out people just trying to have fun. You know, they got baited into a form of deception. But then that deception turns into a cold rebellion. And some people want out. They wish they could just be normal. But they have no control now. They can't control it themselves. This is not something you can just say, I'm going to walk away from this by myself. You have to have deliverance to get away from these driving demons that have hijacked you through your appetites. And then everything of enemy pushes you and drives you into a corner. And you have to understand, it drives you from what can make you strong. When people, you know, and the Lord, he didn't want his people to be leavened. He wants you to be, from the beginning, he wanted us to be hot or cold, for or against, not lukewarm. And so the judgment of the lukewarm churches, I believe it's been done. I believe God did that. People took sides a long time ago. But people who want to know him, COVID happened, and a lot of people that didn't really want to know God, they got excuse to stay at home. You know, things were interrupted. People that were listening to dead teaching, they were forced to go to church and listen to people on YouTube. And it gave the Lord a chance to show people things that they've been hungering for. See, COVID was a demonic attack, and I know this. But the Lord don't waste a situation. He'll use it. He loves his people. He can do things to help us in a situation that he had nothing to do with. You can't stop God. He's much further along than Satan is. But when you link up with him, you'll see that and experience the joy of it. When a man gets in the Word of God and reads the Word of God, he's receiving the strength he needs to fight. He's receiving the strength and wisdom he needs to live. He's receiving knowledge of the Word, which is the knowledge of love. And his faith can work now. And now God can help him. He can ask God for help and get any form of help he needs at any time in his life. And I'm saying that because I've done it. There were times I didn't know what to do. But the Lord showed me what to do. Now Isaiah 8 explains what I'm trying to say. And this is very important to understand. Because God, it's all about the love of God. God loves us. And he loves every soul. He not only loves his people. He loves those that are contrary. He loves those that are wicked. If they'll repent, he will save them. And he wants to. He greatly wants to. But when people reach a certain point, the point is when people receive salvation, they are not like they were. And God is motivated to help us out. And that's what we have to look at. Sometimes Christian people take things personal that the world do. The world is trapped. And I'm going to show you how trapped they are. Now, as we pray for people in 2012, and I believe that was the year, the Lord came to me saying, you need to pray. There's something happening in the spirit. And this is why I say that the lukewarm church has already been judged and accounted for. Back in 2012, he asked me to pray for his people. Now, he had been schooling me for years about his people that follow him and those that don't. So when I began to pray for his people who follow him and also people that don't follow him. And he stopped me. He said, no, only pray for those who follow me. I said, okay. And I never forgot it. So when I thought about the prayers of Jesus in St. John chapter 17, he prayed for those that hear him and those that would hear his disciples. He prayed for his disciples and those that would hear, all the generations that would hear his message. He prayed for them that, specifically that way. So the Lord never really prayed for the world. He prayed for his people. And then we're supposed, he told us to let your light shine. And if we let our light shine, we show people, we expose everything for what it is. Now, when that happens, they see what love is. They see how it works. They experience it. They'll either receive it or reject it. One of the two. God never wanted things to be lukewarm. The lukewarm church happens when people lose their focus. If you continue to focus on the Lord and doing things his way, you're going to learn and you're going to be empowered to control your own life. The Word of God gives you the power to decide what you want to do with your life. It gives you the power to advance it, stay the same. You can enter into another field. Whatever you want to do, you have the power, and you know you can succeed at it if you put forth the effort. But the world takes all that away from you and dictates to you what you're going to do. And the more you dive into the world, the more dictated you're going to be. And you're going to be trying to, everything you do, you're going to be trying to be happy. You're going to be trying to be fulfilled in life. And none of it works. And all you have to do is watch people who go after, people who drink too much. They spend all that energy trying to get drunk. People that's on drugs, they do the same thing. People that love pride, they spend all that energy trying to get in the limelight. They want to be noticed and liked. They're depending on others. They're not content. They have no contentment, and they lose the ability to have contentment. They're driven. People, if it's sex, they try to have sex all the time, and that fails. They're still not fulfilled. They still feel empty. They wake up alone and cold. Same thing. If you look at what's going to happen to people, if you look at what's happening to people that's doing these things, it's a sad end. And they can't learn life because of what they believe. When people get indoctrinated, they can't learn beyond it unless they break through the indoctrination process. And this is a problem that's global. It's not just in the world, it's in the church too. Sometimes if I think a certain way and the Lord showed me something different, I'm going with the Lord. I'm going to shift gears. Because at that point I can't see what's going to happen if I keep doing it my way. But if I follow God, I have hope for the future. I can see that things that's been holding me back, I see it for what it is for once. And then I can look back at it and see what was wrong with it. But until I trust God and go forward, I can't do that. So when you trust God, and he'll guide you into all truth, when you enter into truth that's new to you, then now you can go back and judge what was, when before you couldn't see your way out of it. And I think we covered that yesterday. The last broadcast was Hearing Our Father's Voice. Now, this is chapter 8. The Lord said a lot in this chapter. And I'm going to start at verse 5. The Lord spake also unto me again, saying, for as much as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloh that go softly, and rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son. Now therefore, Behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all his glory. And he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. And he shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even unto the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. So now Emmanuel is the name of Jesus. But these are the people that were supposed to be full representation of him, but they had given over. They refused the waters that go softly. And here comes the king. You know, they sowed the wind and they're reaping the whirlwind. The king, they reaped the rivers of the waters of the river, strong and many, the king of Assyria and all his glory. This is the aftermath of their idolatry and their covenant breaking. He went around Judah. He couldn't handle Judah, but he came and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Now, the Lord said this three times. Two times was enough. This is going to happen because of what they've done. He said, take counsel together and it shall come to nothing. Speak the word and it shall not stand, for God is with us. And that's the meaning of Emmanuel. God is with us. God is going to stop you in your tracks, let you go into captivity with your idolatrous self. And he's going to keep the covenant he made with Abraham. You're not going to benefit from it the way you want to, because you've sinned. You've gotten into sin. You can't. God has to have a holy platform. But the way they were going, the Lord let them go into captivity. And he has a way of doing things. The covenant with Abraham was not going to be broken, and that was impossible for it to be broken. And they fell for the lies of darkness. And this is what it cost them. Verses 5 through 10. Then he said, for the Lord spake this to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. When the wicked are judged, when the wicked go into captivity and when they're judged, don't be afraid of what happens to them. It's not going to happen to you. You're immune because if the whole nation go into captivity and you love and follow God, you are immune to what happened. Isaiah was immune, and also Jeremiah was immune to what happened. Even Daniel, even though he was in the captivity, he became the leader. So you got to stick with the Lord. He says, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Now a confederacy is that's a union of many of other nations, other people. That's a unified body. And they thought they could unify with other nations and overcome the king of Assyria. But God gave Assyria the victory because his job was to judge their evil. And he was evil himself. Now he explained it later in another chapter. Verse 13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. We see the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now you can start rebuilding your life, because if you fear God and obey him, you're going to start healing and stop doing things that's driving you in the darkness. Now watch verse 14. And he shall be for a sanctuary, before a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, fall, and be broken, and be snared and taken. Read verse 14 again. And he shall be for a sanctuary. Now that's to those who love him. Those of covenant. He should be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, Judah and Israel, and for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. You know, John, Daniel sealed the, he sealed up the revelation of Daniel, and John sealed up the revelation that he had, the book of Revelation. It's sealed. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. And then verse 17, and I will wait upon the Lord that hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. See, when people are in pride, God hides from them. He hides from the wicked. He hides from those who are proud, those that break covenant, those who are out of bounds, so to speak. They won't listen. They won't trust him. They do what they build their way, and they won't listen. He hides from them. He had me to. I used to be around preachers, and I get excited about some revelation that God has given. And, you know, from time to time, God hit me. Every week, sometimes daily, he give me an insight, and as I relate to him, he give me understanding, revelation, and I like to share it with my pastor friends. But sometimes I get in that presence and forget all of it. I can't even recall it. Then when I leave and I'm in my truck driving home, then it all comes back. Well, the Lord hides his face when people, and I can't tell who love and who will stick to the covenant and who, I can't tell when people in pride all the time, but I've experienced this verse 17, and I will wait upon the Lord that hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. I've experienced the Lord hiding things from his own people. And I didn't even know what was going on. I thought the enemy tricked me some kind of way. And it kept happening, and I sought the Lord about it. I found out he was the one that was hiding his face from me. When God gives grace to the humble, not the proud. He resists the proud. And he wants people that represent him. His revelation is not for everybody. It's for those who love him, those who keep covenant, those who obey him, those who have ears to hear, those who will follow through. And I had to learn this lesson back in, it was, 2005. It took me a while to figure out what was happening. But as I lived, the Lord helped me see it. Then he said this, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwells in Mount Zion. That's when he told me to pray for only his people that follow him. I said, something really is going on in the spirit realm. I didn't know for years. I didn't know. I just did what I was told. The revelation goes to the children whom the Lord has given me. Behold, I and the children. This is Isaiah talking, verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts, which dwells in Mount Zion. And just as sure as I'm standing in this spot talking, the Lord had me to seal things from people that he didn't want to enlighten. For some reason, they weren't worthy to hear it. And I had to deal with this. Those that are in obedience, they're not in obedience by accident. They obey him because they love him. and they'll follow through. They won't get in pride. They won't get in lust. They won't get in greed. They have sincerity. So some things the Lord taught me I can only share with people who are sincere. Now, I'm not perfect. If I believe a person's sincere, I might try to tell them. But and sometimes I try to give people hints. I say something to see if they'll receive it because I think it'll help them and I trust them. But I get surprised at how people receive. Sometimes the people I expect to receive, you know, or they may judge it. They may not see it. They may not hunger for it. Sometimes people end the conversation and they change the subject. They don't want it. And I didn't expect that. But so in the latter years, I pay more attention before I open my mouth. Because sometimes if you give people revelation out of season, that's not good. If you give holy revelation to people that's not holy, that's not good either. If they are at a point where they're not out of pride yet, that's not good. So Paul said, we're stewards of the mysteries of God. I pay more attention to the Holy Spirit now than I ever have. And because I said, I'm going to read that again. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwells in Mount Zion. And I'm aware of the revival that's happening right now. The Lord has raised up people to perform it. And those that don't obey him, or they don't graduate, they don't follow God into the next glory, he can't use them the same. If God tell you to do something and you do something else, you just disqualified yourself from greater things. You have to understand that. And I don't want that to happen. That's not my will. It's not God's will. But people, they decide their own choices. Verse 19. Now watch verse 19. This is something I was getting to. He said, now think about the whole picture. They are gone into captivity. Isaiah sealing the revelation, sealing the law from the wicked and giving it to those that love him. Those that are going to be signs and wonders in Israel, a few people. Verse 19 said, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. Should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? Are you kidding me? No, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And this is a day since the time that the Lord told me, he said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. I found out something about people. Steve Quayle said that before the Lord returned, he's going to reveal the wickedness of the people, of the leadership of this country. And just like he said, it has happened. Things I had no clue about in 2017 are being revealed. It started being revealed when the Lord told me that his return is imminent. Things I didn't know about. I didn't know about the pedophilia of the elite presidents and Hillary Clinton. And I didn't know that they were going to Epstein's Island and doing things to children. I didn't know these things. And because, guess why? Because it wasn't on TV. But when you listen to people that know, you find out. And they got documented reports, pictures. And the enemy, if the leadership is rogue, then the rogue people will rise up under them. But there are many people that love God. And the reason that they voted for Trump is because they wanted a true president. They wanted somebody that, and he honored Jesus. He's the only president that I know of in my lifetime that had three or four preachers on the day of his inauguration pray in the name of Jesus. Now I heard it with my own ears. A man, a woman, praying, but they ended their prayer in the name of Jesus.